Every spring for the past 36 years, a select team of students has enjoyed a pretty amazing and probably unique high school field trip. The sole senior on this year's team, Jillian Whitstock, was the only student who also made the trip last year.
It went a lot quicker this year because last year the South Side unfortunately had a very big calving occur right after they finished all their points, so they had to redo almost all of them. And so that took an extra bit of time. But then this time I was on the South Side and we were very lucky. There were no major calves, and so we were able to get all of our points, head over in the helicopter, and help them out with getting their points. It all went really smoothly. It was really, really simple, so it was good. Everything went great, and it was a pretty quick trip.
For the survey work, the students are split into two teams. One team is helicoptered into the south side of the steep mainland fjord, sights their points, and then joins the other team on the north side. That north side team has some time to relax waiting for the other team to fly over. But after that, sophomore Lisa Murph explains it's kind of a time crunch.
When they come over, we're like in rush mode because if the glacier calves and their points fall off with it, then we've lost those points and we can't go back and get the points they've lost exactly. So we're kind of rushing through that.
The teams this year only lost a couple of points to that calving. That's when blocks of ice, sometimes the size of city buildings, fall from the face into the water. LeConte is the southernmost tidewater glacier in the northern hemisphere, and it's been studied for that dynamic interaction between relatively warmer ocean water and colder meltwater from the ice. This student science project has recorded massive retreats and a few small advances to add to that research. High school science teacher Victor Troutman has been leading this student survey project for over two decades. These were his impressions from this year's trip.
It was surprising. There wasn't a lot of really big ice in that fjord, but a lot of small stuff. Well, small, you know, size of a house and size of a bus, nothing the size of a schoolhouse. So there was only a few big chunks in there. So I think it's really crumbly.
Troutman took over the program from its founder and former teacher, Paul Bowen. Troutman plans to retire this year and could be passing it on to math teacher Tommy Thompson.
This is what Jack's picture looks like. He must have been way up on the top.
Both teachers are with students in a science classroom at the high school on a Friday evening, reviewing the geometry and trigonometry needed to translate the angles they recorded to positions on the face of the glacier. Junior Jack Beyer has been on the survey team for 2 years, but like most of the other students, it was his first survey trip out to the ice face. He describes the helicopter ride up to the survey spots.
It just, as soon as you do it, it's just easy. There's no kinks, really. And then once you get in, it's just, you get to breathe for a minute. And then as soon as he takes off, you know you're fine. You just get to look and enjoy the view. And it's just incredible. And especially with the glacier, you get to see all the great stuff. We saw it's like some mountain goats on our way there, and we saw tons of seals on our way back that were all sitting on the ice. It was just incredible. And as we were going out, I knew he took a little scenic route. He went right in front of the glacier, gave us a good photo opportunity.
The pilot on the trip is Wally Obrokta of Temsco Helicopters. It's not just a fun trip out to the glacier. Students on the team, this year one senior, four juniors, and one sophomore, met every Wednesday during their lunch times throughout the school year to practice surveying points. But the students involved all say the trip made that effort worth it. Here's another junior, Jolin Toyamura.
It is so pretty over there, especially when it's really sunny. We started off on the south side, so it was kind of chilly, but when we went to the north side, it was burning.
And her classmate Maddie Whitethorn agrees.
It's really fun. It's kind of hard to, like, actually believe that this is where we live and we have opportunities like this. So I'm just really thankful for all the resources we have in our community to do things like this.
Another junior, Maria Funt, explains it's not as competitive to get into the glacier trip as you might think.
I feel like not enough students really realize what it is and, like, the experience it is. So if you take the geology survey class and you take more advanced math classes and you want to be a part of it, most likely they'll find a way for you to be a part of it. But there is a certain amount of commitment that has to go in with it so that the students that do come actually want to be there for the specific purpose of the glacier. So.
Students ended up documenting a small advance of the glacier's terminus this year, averaging about 60 feet from last year's position. 2018 saw a retreat of the terminus, so this small advance puts it in a similar position as measured by the 2017 team. For KFSK News, I'm Joe Vicnicki.